Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We kind of got into this yesterday because there have been an awful lot of questions about Trey Lance's future with the 49ers, and there shouldn't be much discussion of any future right now. The present is what officially matters the most for the 49ers right now. But the question of should the 49ers trade Lance is just, it's out there so often. I'm guessing people want it addressed by someone with, you know, true vision and authority on this topic, like you and me, right? No, they should not trade Trey Lance anytime soon. And Trey Lance, like, he needs to stop throwing emojis around. Trey Lance, you don't have the right to start any drama yet. You haven't earned that yet. You need to be someone who recovers from now two surgeries. There was a second surgery for Trey Lance, which Tim Kawakami said, oh, by the way, that was not planned. You know, whether minor or not, however they're trying to dismiss it or not, they were hoping one surgery, one and done, was going to get it. And this isn't, they have to take the screws out. No. This wasn't a remove the screws second surgery. This is a something went wrong with the original surgery. Therefore, we're having a second surgery. He got hurt, what are we talking, 4 or 5 months ago? And he's still on crutches right now. He's on crutches right now because of that second surgery. So I don't want to see any emojis. I don't want to see any pining for another opportunity somewhere else, because the opportunity here is still very much a robust opportunity. We know that Brock Purdy is a play away, a day away from not playing starting quarterback. That's just the way it goes. And Trey Lance should know that better than anyone, because that's really the only NFL experience that he's had so far. I was a starting quarterback, and then I was not.
That requires a level of security, both inwardly and outwardly, that the NFL does not give you very often. And if he's had a second surgery, I can easily see a scenario playing out in his head where he goes, well, they're just going to get rid of me. You know, they're going to look at me as injury prone and damaged goods. And we don't know what goes on inside the walls there. But he might be reacting to actual stimulus provided by people in the organization saying, you know what, this might not work here for you.
Now, who would say that? Who would say that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe people who are friends of his are putting that in his head. I'm not around him, to his great relief. All I'm saying is he's reacting to something, and it's not based on logic that you or I are aware of. But if he's reacting to something, somewhere it's out there and he's worried about it. So I don't sit there and say, he shouldn't react to that. It's hard not to. It's an insecure job and an insecure life in a very insecure sport.
You're right. And it's an insecure generation that, for whatever reason, broadcasts their insecurity at all times via social media, which is an odd way to protect yourself from the criticism that probably lends itself to you being insecure. Anyway,
he might have asked 49ers, what is your plan for me next year? And they might have given him a non-committal answer. Could have been as simple as that.
Well, the plan is you're on the team.
We don't know what the plan is.
The plan has to be you're on
it
the team.
It doesn't have to be anything.
Oh, no. It has to be, because I'll tell you why it has to be. Lance is on the books for $9.3 million and would represent a cap hit that would be the dead cap money on saying goodbye to him. doesn't make sense to say goodbye to him. So you keep him. And remember, he's also a player that they liked enough to trade up for and move all that draft capital for. And they can't have fallen so completely out of love with him without us hearing about that in some way, shape, or form. No one's heard that. He's on the books for $9.3 million. Purdy's on the books for $889,000 next season. That is an entire quarterback room for $10.5 million. The only quarterback that I can tell you with certainty that ain't going to be around next year rhymes with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Given what we've seen in the last year and a half, nobody can say anything with any certainty about how Kyle Shanahan is viewing the future. That's all I'm going to say. Jimmy Garoppolo was supposed to be fired. He's still here.
Right.
Jimmy Garoppolo had a big year until he got hurt. Now it's Brock Purdy. I wouldn't bet on any scenario over any other scenario, because we've seen that Kyle Shanahan views this world differently than anybody outside that building.
Right, but this isn't Kyle having a single up and down vote to decide it. This is Jimmy.
Oh, no, this is Kyle.
Jimmy Garoppolo does not have to come back to the 49ers unless he wants to. That was not the scenario of last offseason.
And if Kyle Shanahan wants to bring him back, he could start talking to
him. Why would Jimmy want to come back? I don't know
why Jimmy would want to come
back.
Why would he want to come back last year?
Now, and yet, he didn't have a choice, Ray.
No, but he could have agitated for a trade. He never said a word about it.
How can you agitate for a trade when no one wants to trade for you?
Doesn't matter. You could just say, get me out of here.
No one came for him. They did not want to get rid of him.
That we know of. I mean, the 49ers have established through Kyle Shanahan that they view the quarterback position different than most other teams. So simple logic is not automatic. I don't have the answer to any of these questions, but I do know that nobody had the answers to the questions asked a year ago, because nobody saw any of this coming the way it came out, starting with firing Jimmy Garoppolo so you could bring him back.
Right, but you don't need a crystal ball to see that Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't necessarily happy with one object in his rearview mirror. Now he's got two objects in his rearview mirror, and there are going to be other NFL opportunities that will, from day one, have him in the driver's seat. So why would you even bother returning when you know that the guy that they drafted, they want to play in front of you, and then the guy that they totally stumbled into by luck with the last pick of the NFL draft is probably already better at this than you anyways. And for the price, if the price of doing business means something, then Brock Purdy is a million times the quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo could possibly be for the 49ers. Ray, my mortgage on Jimmy Garoppolo not being here next year. I'll bet my mortgage on that.
You won't put your mortgage on it. One, your wife won't let you, and justifiably so. Secondly, based on what we saw a year ago, I put my money on no scenario making more. I mean, from the outside, you're right, but...
What?
Everybody was...
What'd you say?
Stop doing that, or I'll stop doing it.
What'd you say? I thought I heard.
Okay, here's what I said.
You were right, but you're right, Damon.
Sports don't build character.
No.
They reveal it.
12 more minutes with me.
Jesus Christ. Grandy, go out and get a gun. Shoot me.
All I'm saying
is we thought we had this figured out last year, and we didn't. Kyle Shanahan thinks about this differently than you or I or anybody else. I'm going to give him a very wide berth about what he wants to do here, because he's already established, A, that he doesn't do stuff that people consider normal, and B, it works.
Right. But he cannot control the uncontrollable, and he has zero control over Jimmy Garoppolo this offseason.
But he can talk to him about staying if he wants to keep him.
If Jimmy were to stay, knowing that he's going into a three-man quarterback competition when he could automatically be a day one starter of the Carolina Panthers, I would be so disappointed in him. Well, I would be so disappointed in him.
Disappointment is what we all live with. Really, from 3 to 6 every day.
That's my co-host. I was about to say, my co-host.
Yeah. No, I'm saying
from the studio of depression.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I'm tapping a vein right now, hoping to find something I can put a needle in.
See, this
just
is
to get through the rest of the day.
So I thought Norm MacDonald began his set.
If it was heroin, I don't know that he would have gotten better as the night went on.
Oh, it wears off. It wears off.
Well, that depends on what time. Well, never mind.
It depends on what time you spike up.
We're trying to figure out a way to slander the dead.
How about this? Instead of swearing this day in the stream, Ray and I are going to give you the right four steps that you should probably follow on your way to your heroin overdose.
Yeah. Always have a methadone clinic nearby because you can't guarantee that you'll get a lift in time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.